101.3 WIBD AM 1470. Here we are on a Tuesday morning, and I don't have my radio theme. The computer that was on went away, and I'm still looking for the theme. Now I've got to get our production guy to go through the thousands that he does and see if he can find it for me. We'll see how that goes. But we are joined in studio this morning, Radio Homeroom. We have our Kettle Moraine Lutheran High School reporters, and we have Luke and Bella. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
It's a little chilly out there this morning again.
Quite cold.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's Wisconsin. I guess we'll probably survive, huh?
Yeah. Have you had to break out the scraper yet on your car?
One morning. One? You know, because as early as I come in, it's sometimes I get a different, totally different condition.
Yep.
Than what you get when you come in now, right?
Yeah.
So, So let's see, where do you want to start this morning? You want to wrap up fall sports, or do you want to start with something else?
Yeah, let's wrap up the fall sports. So our soccer season ended. We got to, what was it, semifinals, yes.
Had a long run.
Yeah. We did have a long run. And it came down to the last few seconds of the game where they made a goal on us. It was disappointing, but the boys were happy with their efforts, and it was a good season for them.
And the football team did better, I think, than people thought.
They did. Yeah. They won quite a few games this year. However, there was supposed to be a game this Friday, but it got canceled.
They ended up forfeiting. Is it a COVID issue?
Correct.
Yeah. All right. What else?
Girls volleyball is done also.
They had a good long run, too, and some players that made all-conference.
Yes, some players did make all-conference. I think El Trek and Broad. I don't remember who else.
Right, but there were, I think, three that made first team and two that made second team. So it was a good showing in the conference for the volleyball girls.
Great effort.
Okay. What else?
On the subject of fall, we had our fall drama.
Oh yeah!
This past month, in which we performed the importance of being earnest, and we had two different performances, and we had two different casts in order to kind of spread out with Corona. So we had cast A perform Friday. I believe that was October 30th, somewhere in there.
It was right around Halloween.
Yeah, yeah. And then Cast B performed Saturday. So for all the practice that we put into it, it went really well for our performances.
And again, just so people know, there was no audience. It was done virtually, and people watched it on their computer or however they were able to watch it.
And that's unique because we were able to record our performance, which is we haven't done that in the past. Since this play was public domain, we could record it however we wanted. So,
That's why I thought they picked that one, because Oscar Wilde doesn't get a dime anymore.
So. No, that recording, it's on the Kettle YouTube channel, so yeah. It's open for anyone to check out.
Check. Which, are you in Cast A or Cast B?
I am in Cast A. I played as Jack, or Ernest. His two names or so.
Yeah.
He has
how many names he has.
Right.
So, my good friend Eric Land, he played Algernon, who is kind of the counter character to Jack. So, yeah.
So I'll have to pull that up and check it out.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then you have auditions coming up.
Yeah, today we have auditions for the musical. We're doing Beauty and the Beast for our
which
musical.
Which is not public domain.
Which is not, no. but those performances usually end up in February. And I'm looking forward to seeing how auditions go.
So. Any particular part you're looking for?
I'm looking into trying to be the Beast.
You got the hair for it.
You know. and then maybe I'll try for Lumiere. I can pull off a bit of a French accent.
I think you would be a great Lumiere.
I don't know. Everyone wants me to be Lumiere.
But do what you want.
All right. I could see that too. But all right. So do you have to sing for the audition?
Yep. Auditions are today. And like I said, and we have a singing part and then there'll be a speaking part. So obviously the Lumiere's singing part, I think, is Be Our Guest or something like that.
Sure.
And Beauty and the Beast is, I don't know. I forget sometimes the songs. I haven't actually seen the actual movie. Like,
okay.
The Disney movie?
The musical version.
There wasn't before.
I think that is it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen all the plays and stuff, and I know how it works, but I've never actually seen the Disney movie.
With, what's her name is Belle from the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, right? Emma Watson.
Right? Yeah. Emma Watson,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else is going on in your life, Bella?
Currently, we've got cheer going on. We did one of our national bids, so we're trying to record as many videos as we can since we don't get to go to Milwaukee to actually do the competition.
Sure.
For it. All of our competitions have pretty much gone virtual, so we're just practicing as much as we can for our routines and getting the best video possible.
Are you thinking that maybe next semester, maybe you get to actually leave the building, or no?
I hope so, but I don't believe so, just because of flu season coming up.
Nah.
That's going to throw a wrench in things.
Okay. All right. What else is happening?
We've got our food supply for veterans going on. We've actually filled up, I think, 5 barrels of non-perishable food so far.
All right. This was the substitute for the Veterans Day event, which is always a big event.
Yeah. NHS is actually taking charge of organizing it this year, and we've got that. I don't know what else they are doing for it.
But I know it goes to a veterans program down in Milwaukee.
Correct, yeah. And then they disperse it to, like, all the outlets of helping veterans.
Right,
like
food pantries and homeless veterans and that kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else is going on?
A few Sundays ago, we had our KML Sunday at, I believe it was St. Paul's. I might be wrong. In Houstisford. We had a KML Sunday, and so we lead the church in song, and it went really well. Beautiful church. It had really nice acoustics, which was cool. And then this Sunday, we were planning on having another KML Sunday for Crown of Life. However, there's COVID complications, so that'll be pushed off to a later date. Our director mentioned, I think it's next month sometime. We'll see. So
okay.
Yep.
All right. What else?
We started prepping for our 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That's a big event as well.
That's just around the corner.
What are some things we do in that?
We donate coffee. Well, not donate. We get coffee from Coffeeville. We have a sponsorship with them. And then we sell it to other people. And we just try to raise as much money as possible through other things that the school does, too, to give a check to families that we decide need help that year. So,
do you know how many families this year?
I think 4.
It's usually four, I think.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. Sounds right.
Yep. I don't want to say any names wrong, but Weaven family, the Rodriguez family, the Scriver family, and the Wittig family.
Okay.
So two of those families, it's the first time this year, but two of those families actually go to Kettle.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And it's a big thing. It's a big fundraiser.
It really gets
the whole school involved, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
We're also partnering with
another school.
What is that? Not Wisco. No.
No, but it's a principal of the school is the father of the Skyver family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right, that's it. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're partnering with their school and together doing kind of the same activities. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Winter sports are just around the corner, too. They're getting ready to practice before long.
Yeah. I heard that basketball tryouts are next week, Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, see how that season goes.
And I think they're just basically pushed back a week or two, I think, you know, under the way the WIA decided to do it. Mm-hmm. So, all right. What else?
We had a graduate announcement meeting yesterday just to get, like, caps and gown size stuff.
No.
Class ring.
Because it's coming.
It is.
Are you nervous or are you anticipating?
I'm excited for it, yeah, personally, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm excited, too.
Yeah.
I hope that things can go well and we can have a normal graduation as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we will see.
Right. How's the college search?
Mine is going well. I mentioned last time I was working with filling out applications in Belmont, Nashville. I've recently looked at Full Sail University down in Florida, which is a little different degree. What really intrigues me with Full Sail, I'm planning on going into audio engineering and that sort.
Okay.
And music production. But Full Sail, actually, after 20 months, I get a bachelor's degree in science and music recording. So that's a plus I'm looking at in Florida versus Belmont has a much higher, like, status. So it's a different attitude. As you search through colleges, Belmont is more, hey, you get to be here versus Full Sail's, we want you here.
So did I send you the contact information?
Yes, you did.
For Evan? Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I wrote him an email and we got connected.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. See? You got to know people.
It's all about connections.
Yeah.
What about you, Bella?
I'm doing good. I filled out my applications. Just looking at the common colleges for Wisconsin. So Whitewater, UWM, Milwaukee, and then I also am applying to Marquette.
Okay.
Yeah. And those are going good.
And hopefully you get a normal college experience to start, you know?
I really hope
we'll see.
That would be, I feel bad for this year's college freshmen who are, you know, just really kind of stuck out there.
Right. Some of them even got lied to about it. Like I heard Platteville, they told them on the day that they got there and all moved in that they had to go virtual. But they had to stay at the dorms.
Well, and that's what some of them are doing now for the rest of the semester. Dorms are going to stay open. They're going to do everything virtual. But the dorms are going to stay open with limited food service and limited this, that, and the other thing. And I'm just thinking, wow, that's really not what you signed up for.
I know that they'll just dedicate a dorm to quarantine students.
Yeah, they do.
Which is
crazy. Yeah. So, but, all right, did we cover everything?
I believe so. Just Thanksgiving break coming up, the 26th till...
I got so many grades I got to get going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we got that.
Next week, yeah.
Yeah, so you get a little time off, and otherwise, you know, stay warm and stay healthy, and and we'll see you, I guess, in December. We'll see you before Christmas.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Luke and Bella are Kettle Moraine Lutheran High School student reporters.